Everyone could feel the weight of your body and just relaxing into the earth. And feeling the earth supporting us, that perfect balance. And take a couple of big breaths. Let it all go. And then take all of the love and the magic and the healing and the light and all of the wonderful experiences that we've been having throughout the night. This feeling of divinity, and take it all into our heart and receive it unto ourselves. Dropping that down through our root chakra deep into the heart of our mother, earth. And then bringing that back up, out through our crown, beyond and beyond in all directions, above, below, everywhere. And bringing that all back down into our heart once again. And then take this love and this light and shine it onto the Hawaiian ancestors, the Menehune, the people that lived here before, that are buried on this land and this earth. Give this light and that love to them to help them on their journeys. And give this also to all of the elves and fairies and the salamanders and sylphs and leprechauns. And give this light to them, help them on their journeys. All the nature devas. And then give this healing to the insects and the birds and the reptiles and all of the creatures that inhabit this land. Seeing them thriving and prospering, all of the plants here. And then share this light to our neighbors, the people that live close by here in Kupahulu. Giving this light to them to help them on their journeys. And spreading this out to all of the people throughout the earth. People that are having a hard time seeing this light and that love penetrating, finding a way into their hearts, easing their journeys. And give this light and the love to all of the children throughout the planet. That seeing them healthy, thriving, joyful, free to be exactly who they are without interference. Healthy, strong. We give this light and the love to our sky, our atmosphere, all around the earth. And seeing it clean and pristine, the brilliant blue skies, pure white clouds. And all of the sweet waters of the mountains and all of the fishes and the sponges and all of the different creatures that inhabit there. Seeing them healthy and thriving, abundant, flourishing. Seeing those waters flowing all the way down into our dear Mother Ocean, to our beautiful coral gardens, seeing them more beautiful and more exquisite than we could ever have imagined, teeming with life and vigor. All of the corals coming back and growing stronger, recovering, growing again. And all the whales and the fishes and the anemones. All the creatures that inhabit the salty waters. Thriving, healthy, pristine. give this light and this love to the Amazon, the place where the Jagubi and the hyena, the chakruna. We've been partaking of this beautiful medicine. Give this back to them in the Amazon. And seeing all of the amphibians and the bees and the harpy eagles and the tapirs and all of the creatures that live there. Seeing them thriving and healthy. All of the plants. Seeing our forests expanding, finding perfect harmony and balance. Healthy, healthy forests. Teeming with life. And to all of the rainforests all throughout this beautiful planet of ours. And seeing that health, that prosperity, that thriving, that perfect balance. To all of where the orangutans and the great apes and all of the different leopards and cheetahs, all the beings that inhabit there, seeing them thriving, healthy, strong, pristine wilderness. And giving this light and this love to our beautiful desert gardens, all the snakes and all the beautiful birds that live in these places, seeing them healthy and strong. All the cactus people, all of the ones that live there, seeing them thriving, healthy. And then bring all of this love that we've been giving, this light and this healing, bring it back to our hearts once again. All that we give is also for us. We are one. And shine this light and this love into our past. Any hurt places there from our childhood, whatever happened, to seeing that forgiveness and that health coming back, all of that healing. And our attitude towards it, the things that we cannot change that we have done, accepting that. Who we are, all our faults, all our beauty, the divinity that we are with all of creation. And then shine this light to our continuous life, millions of years old, that we are carrying. And feel all of our ancestors giving this light and that love to them wherever they may be. And recognizing their struggles and that what they attained and all that they carried, that we may have this life, that we're given this life. And feeling the strength, that strong foundation of our ancestry, that we may find the courage to face the new day, whatever comes before us. Feel their strength living in us, in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts. And shine this love and this light to all of our relationships with ourself, our loved ones, our blood family, our mother, father, grandparents, brothers and sisters. Seeing that health of our relationships, feeling that love always flowing. Our lovers, all the people that we interact with, our spiritual family, all of the people that love this creation, that love this earth, that are doing what they can to make people smile and feel that love in their hearts and bring healing to this earth. All of the different circles that they are gathered, praying for us right at this moment. Ongoing, this prayer, we're praying for each other. We feel the strength of our nation, millions strong. Feel us growing stronger, more dedicated to our purpose, seeing clearly who we are, what we've come to do, and seeing us overcoming and conquering this earth once again for life, love, health. Then shine this light into our future, seeing the way becoming clear, the things that we're seeking to attain, seeing them coming to fruition. Exquisite glory, more beautiful and wonderful than we could ever have imagined, seeing this coming true for us. Joyful, happy, satisfied, content, feeling the call of our spirits and following our path through this life. And seeing this earth as a whole, exquisite blue, green, turquoise, wonderful planet of ours. And seeing those bare patches filling in with that forest and becoming greener, our oceans becoming more blue, our skies, the entire planet, earth organism, thriving, pristine, healthy, strong, vibrating the highest frequency. And then bring all of this back into our hearts once again. To see that all, we are worthy. We are divine beings. All of the deities that we've been honoring, knowing that they are us also. Aho matakio yasin.